Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
People say it all the time. I don't know what I'm going to hear when I listen to Sam and Greg on a Sunday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Listen, we got to get right back to it, and let's bring our guest on because we have had a very, I don't know, what's the best way to describe this Falcon season so far? Interesting?
Interesting, yep.
Okay, so we've had an interesting...
But we're hopeful and optimistic that the best is ahead of us.
But you know? But continuing to be interesting, though. Nothing wrong with that.
That's okay.
You know, nothing wrong with that. But we haven't had a chance to talk to D-Led since the season started. Mr. D. Orlando Ledbetter joining Sam and Greg for the first time in this regular season. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Sam and Greg. Thanks for having me from the Queen City today.
You're lovely. Uptown Charlotte, how are things there with this Falcons team? You feel like they're prepared to go out and get a win? And we have some question marks for some injuries, right?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. They look pretty confident. This week went back to work. They want to get the big head after a big win up in Minnesota. So, yeah, that'll be a test here today is, hey, how can they handle prosperity coming off of that big win against the Vikings up there in a hostile environment?
Hey, D-Led, did you see that much of a difference between what happened with them and Baker Mayfield in Tampa Bay and the Minnesota win as far as team performance?
Yeah, defensively they got home. They got the pressure on Baker Mayfield, but he was able to escape. He was a veteran. He knew where the escape hatches were, and he threw strikes when he got out. You know, he threw two strikes. He didn't really light them up. He didn't throw for that many yards, but he escaped. whereas the rookie, J.J. McCarthy, had no clue, and they were able to light him up for 6 sacks and 11 quarterback hits.
And some might say the difference is also, and we talk about this throughout the preseason, was special teams, and they had to let Koo go.
Yeah, no doubt. The kicker came in and made 5 of 5 field goals while they were stalling in the red zone, going 1 of 5 in the red zone and working out some problems on the offensive side of the ball. But, yeah, they let Koo go, return. You know, they were able to keep the Vikings returners under check. And, you know, yeah, special teams is big, and they got a big injury on that side of the ball with Mike Ford with the groin injury being questionable for today.
Spend time on the waitfor.com hotline with D. Orlando Ledbetter. He is social. You can always find him at D. Orlando AJC at D. Orlando AJC. Talk about the health of our secondary. I know A.J. Terrell, there were some questions about him. He sat out practice all week. Thoughts about him today? Is it questionable today, or you feel like we won't see him?
Oh, no. He's been declared out, Sam. He will not play. D. Alford has been getting the snaps over at that cornerback for him. So that's a big mismatch for the Falcons at corner, where the Panthers have those big receivers in Xavier Leggett and the new kid, T-Mac from Arizona, who's off to a pretty good start. So they're like 6'4", 6'5". Falcons D-backs are like 5'1", 5'10", 5'11". Maybe if they stretch really good, they're 6'1". So that's something to watch today, if they're just going to be throwing jump balls up at the cornerbacks. But they definitely have a height advantage with A.J. Terrell being out.
You talked about the quarterbacks they've seen so far. One was a wily veteran. Last week was the rookie. Now you have this guy. The last time we saw him, he was pretty impressive, talking about Bryce Young. What about this year's version to him? You say he has more talented receivers around him. Thoughts about him coming into this game?
Yeah, Bryce is off to a slow start, Sam. Last we saw him in the regular season finale, he had a passer rating of 123.5, a career high, and he put up 44 points. So the Falcons are not in any position to take him lightly. Even though, they have started slow in both of their games. I think they were down 23-3 against Jacksonville and then 27-3 against the Cardinals. So he hasn't come out the gate smoking. But he did get hot last week and put up 19 unanswered points to make that game look close. So I would still, approach the game that he's dangerous. He's former number one overall pick. Saw what he did at Alabama. So you owe him some respect coming into the game.
Talking with D. Orlando Ledbetter, AJC, there covering the Falcons. Thoughts about you settle things with the special teams now. You settle on this kicker. Your thoughts on Parker Romo, because everybody's remembered last Sunday night, they recognized him at the end of the game, and he had to introduce him to his own teammates. Thoughts about being in the locker room, man, and getting to know people. They're going to put name tags on people so he'll know who everybody is.
Yeah, they made him out of lineup, and then they just went down the line and said, "Hey, I'm Parker Romo. Nice to meet you." They had a meet and greet before practice on Wednesday, maybe. But, yeah, I think that's all. Bijan said he went up to him to introduce himself. He's like, "Well, I know you." So, he's learning his new teammates, and we're going to wish Koo well. Former Georgia Southern guys, he's going to try to catch on in the league with another team now.
Let me ask you a question, D-Led. As the league focuses on Bijan Robinson and realizes what kind of player he is, do you think they have enough in their arsenal to make the adjustments to make this offense something special? Because you don't want it to be Bijan left, Bijan right, and that's not what they're doing. But when they do focus on him and make it harder for him to run, do you feel confident in this offense being able to do some other things, play action, whatever it is, and just be special this year?
We haven't seen that yet, Greg, because that would entail them scoring in the red zone. But, yeah, certainly you have the players. We've seen Drake London go for 1,000 last year. We've seen Tyler Allgeier go for 1,000 a couple years back. We've seen Darnell Mooney almost go for 1,000. Wild card's Kyle Pitts. He's off to a good start. They got red zone problems, but they got a 6'8 tight end. Put two and two together. He should be the answer to the red zone problem. Right. The weapons have perform at different points. Now what you want to see is that come together as a unit and click off of each other. So, you know, if Bijan's rolling, you play action off of Bijan and hit Drake or hit Mooney or hit Pitts. Bijan's rolling like last week, and you still got to run it, bring out Julian to finish it off. So we saw that last week. But, yeah, you could see the bits and pieces of the potential for offense to be dynamic, but you want to see it all working at the same time. We haven't seen that yet.
Gillette, you feel like things are gelling with this team. I know we a lot of people scoffed at the fact that the regular players on this team, didn't play during the preseason. And then we had the first game and now a second game. Are you feeling a progression now with this team, what you got to see last week, and what to have a different expectation for when you watch them today?
Yeah, I give them the first four games because that's a good sample size of what you're going to be. And for them, that's gonna be a break because they got four and then a bye week. Then we'll see the real Falcons against Buffalo on a big stage. So, yeah, we saw some progress from week one to week two. You need to see some more progress from week two to week three. They got this particular situation handled, which they should have done in the offseason. Who was missing like the heck last year, and they knew it. They didn't bring anybody in to give them any competition. So, they were kind of slow rolling on things. Should have had the offense ready to go by now, but, they chose to do it in season. So we should see a red zone stride this week. If we don't, that's going to be a problem, not a winger. But, some of the things should start getting cleaned up here in game three and four. And when you see Buffalo, then you need to throw your best game out there against one of the AFC bullies over there.
And D-Lay, we have talked a little bit about Tampa Bay, talked obviously a lot about Carolina. The one thing is I can't remember the last time that New Orleans has been such an afterthought. And I was just curious, as we round out this division, your thoughts on this team. They sit at 0-2, obviously, but just where they are right now.
Yeah, all of the teams have botched the transition from the quarterback. Atlanta, it's taken us a while to get past Matt Ryan. It's taken them a while to get past Drew Brees. Charlotte until Bryce Young gets them to the playoffs, they messed up moving on from Cam Newton. So blame all of the front offices for not having a transition plan. They just rode it out with their great quarterback and didn't have a plan to succeed him. And, now the Bucs didn't either, but they got Tom Brady and Baker Mayfield off the scrap heap, and they're at least competitive and going back to the playoffs year after year. Not any Super Bowl contenders anymore in the South. So blame all of the front offices and the GMs for botching the transition and now for falling back into the pack of the National Football League. And the Saints are down there right now.
If you follow him today, he's going to show you his bow tie check before the game. What else you got for us, D-Lay? You usually have something different specifically Falcons for us to check out.
Yeah, well, we started the Dirty Bird Dispatch newsletter this season. You can sign up. You can go to AJC.com or on my Twitter there and get it. All you got to do is drop your email in there and you'll get your Dirty Bird Dispatch every Thursday morning at 10 o'clock trying to give you a wrap-up of the week before and get you ready for the Sunday game with that. So certainly appreciate that for, all the folks that want to sign up and stay on top of all things Falcons for it.
Where's the place you send folks when they go to Charlotte to eat?
My boy Tory Dandy's got a new spot up here we check out. I usually just hang out at the Epicenter or with some friends. So I really don't have any good restaurants up here.
Okay. You're not out there on Betty's Ford Road out there by Johnson C. Smith. You don't go out there?
Yeah, that's my old school hangout from my old Charlotte Observer.
Oh, well, we want to bring that up. We won't touch that. Then we're gonna leave that where it's at.
Yeah, they know me on Betty's Ford Road for sure.
All right, now.
D. Orlando Ledbetter, as yes. always, buddy. We appreciate it. I apologize for Mr. Crenshaw bringing up old news.
No problem. That's okay.
You travel safely and get a win, man. Thanks as always, D.
Safe All travels, right. man. Thanks.
There you go.
You're up. Bye now.
Yeah. Well, you open that man's closet there on radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.